going beyond the headlines to the deeper issues. 96.3 WHUR and HUR Voices, Sirius XM Channel 141. This is the Inside Segment, where your questions and comments matter at 202-319-7810. Join the conversation.
Welcome back to The Daily Drum on WHUR, Sirius XM, Channel 141, 96.3 HD2 and 98.3 FM. This is the Inside Segment. I'm Harold Fisher.
It's bad, bitch, o'clock, yeah, it's thick, 30. I've been through a lot, but I'm still flirty. Is everybody back up in the building? It's been a minute, tell me how you're healing. Cause I'm about to get into my feelings. How you feeling? How you feel right now? Oh, I've been so down and under pressure.
Is it your time? Well, there are all kinds of reasons why you would say yes to this. Surviving the COVID-19 pandemic and now ready to get up and get out. What about successfully raising your kids? And now it's time to focus on you. Well, where do you start? How about a bucket list? Do you have one? What's on it? And if you don't have a bucket list, how do you fix your mind and spirit to fill it and act on it? Joining me to talk about this is Mariko Bennett, CEO and founder of Coco Bee Productions and author of The Blueprint to Manifest Your Dreams. If you have a comment, if you have a question, if you have a bucket list, if you don't have a bucket list, if you don't know what a bucket list is, if your bucket is empty, give me a call at 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. Tweet me at HFisher, WHUR. Or find me on Instagram at Harold T. Fisher. Okay, Mariko, how are you?
Good evening. I'm well.
I'm glad you. You sound a little tired there. Have you been bucket listing too much?
Have I? I manifested a huge dream last week, and I'm here in Puerto Rico joining you via phone, and so working with a client here in Puerto Rico.
Okay. Yeah. Well, that sounds like something that you could put on a bucket list. Okay, let us first define what a bucket list is from your perspective.
Okay, so number one, thank you for having me on your show today. I grew up in Prince George's County, and I am a huge fan, been a fan of your show for years, literally. And so it's an honor and a privilege to be a guest today.
Thank you.
Absolutely. Yeah, absolutely. So what is a bucket list? It's all the things you want to do before, I think, you leave this planet Earth, because we don't know if we come back. I mean, right? But from what we know, we're not going to come back. And so a bucket list are things, dreams, visions that you see for yourself, things you know you want to achieve, things you know you want to get done. In life, in this life that we live. And so I look at a bucket list of things you want to get done before you leave this earth.
When do you think that a lot of people develop a bucket list? I must admit that it seems to me that this is a relatively new thing. I can't say that when I was in my, I don't know, teens or 20s, for example, that I had a bucket list. There were just things that I wanted to do. We didn't have the term bucket list. So what's the difference between things you want to do, goals, adventures, and things that you want to put in the bucket list? Are they all the same?
No, I don't think they're all the same. And, you know, you said you were just living life, right? And
so
a lot of times, you know, we're just living life. We're letting life happen to us. But I believe that we can be really intentional about what we want to manifest in our lives, right? And so, you know, I think that I bucket things in 7 life focus areas is how we teach. You know, you have social, you have, which is kind of your trips and where you want to explore. You know, maybe it's, you know, learning to play the piano, which is on my bucket list, and learning to speak Spanish, just because, it's something that is a dream of mine. It's a vision that I have for myself. And then financial, bucket list. You know, some people want to save for the future. Some people want to retire early. You know, some people have a dollar amount in mind that they want to have in their bank account. Then we look at spirituality as another area, life focus area. You know, maybe you want a closer spiritual walk with God. Mindset's another one. And so, again, we have 7 life focus areas that we break down in the book, and I want people to think about their bucket list in, you know, each category. What do you want for yourself in your life, and what do you want to achieve?
What do you say to people whose buckets are empty, that they don't have bucket lists, that they seem to lack the motivation, and that they are still just, as you said, living life or allowing life to happen to them?
Absolutely. So one of the steps that I like to walk clients through when they're creating bucket lists or vision boards is what we call blueprint. And I introduce them to my four C's of manifesting their dreams, their goals, their bucket list. And you first have to crystallize it. That's the first C. So what do you see? You know, what vision? We all have visions. We all see something for ourselves. We all know we want something. And then you customize it. It's where you're looking at, you're assessing your resources. What do I need? What do I have? What, you know, do I need some additional schooling? Do I need some additional financial resources to be able to manifest that vision that I just crystallized? And then you cultivate it, meaning you actually have to do the work. And so, as I mentioned, one of my bucket list items is to learn to play the piano. And so I actually have to do the work, which is where I have to cultivate it. I actually need to practice. I need to, you know, get into a course, right? I need to find me an instructor. And then I, you know, have to begin to actually play for people, right? And so that's where I'm cultivating it. And then finally, my fourth C is curate. And that's where I'm fine-tuning, I'm assessing it. Did I like that? You know, do I need more, you know, education? Should I now practice more than, you know, every day? You know, like, should I now do concerts? You know, so it's where you're curating it and fine-tuning it, assessing it, and determining what more you need or want to continue to manifest this bucket list goal.
202. I'm sorry. 202-319-7810. 202-319-7810. We are talking about your bucket list. What's on your bucket list? Or Mariko, is it in your bucket list or on your bucket? We got to figure that out. But
I think it's on the list. It's on your bucket list. It's on the list,
but in the bucket. What's on your bucket list, and how do you get there? How do you reach down into your bucket and pull out the things that you want for yourself? If you have a comment or a question, I want to know what's on your bucket list, or maybe you're having difficulty developing a bucket list. Give me a call, 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. Renee, calling from Virginia. Thanks for calling, Renee. What's on your mind?
Hi, Mr. Fisher.
Hi, how are you?
Great topic. You know, we need to stir up our bucket list, you know? Stir up our bucket. Get a bucket and stir it up, because we've been secluded for so long. I mean, I have so much on my bucket list that I have to now create a new list.
Really?
And, you know, yes, I've been doing some stuff, and I'm really excited and very passionate about doing these things, because guess what? When it's too late, it's too late. Don't wait until you're sick and you can't walk, or you can't go anywhere, you can't travel. Do it now. I mean, it's so encouraging to just even discuss this for me. So my bucket list, of course, I love to travel, and I already did the skydiving thing.
Yeah, how about that something?
Oh yeah, yeah, let me tell you.
Yeah, been there, done that. I won't be doing it again, but yeah, go ahead.
No, I'm not doing it again. I survived. I it was a thrill. I will forever remember it. But you know, once I've done it, it's crossed off the list. It's not even a thrill anymore. It probably won't even be as thrilling the second time around. So that was good for me. Scuba diving, you know, Dubai, Bora Bora. Oh my gosh. Mm. In the South Pacific. Guys, there's a whole nother world to explore. So this is a beautiful topic.
How was the scuba diving for you? How was the scuba?
Yeah. Scuba diving was an adventure. Also, swimming with the dolphins,
yeah.
You know, and in the cage with sharks, you know.
Yeah, not doing that.
No.
Yeah, a lot of people are doing that right now, whether they want to or not. But so we got to watch the whole shark thing. But I'm here for the scuba diving. Did that too. Definitely. And I saw a shark. Yeah.
And the swimming with the dolphins is awesome. I've done that one.
Yeah.
I'll check that off.
So real quick, Renee, you have all of these incredible goals, and you are motivated to, as you say, stir up the bucket list again. Why are you so motivated to do this? What is the thing that pushes you to continue to add things to your bucket list?
Well, I'll tell you this. So many people are not here with us. They started out with us in the beginning of 2020, and they're not here. Mm-hmm. You know, I'm pretty sure that they would, if we only knew in 2019 what was coming in 2020 and 21, you know, God knows people would have probably had a serious bucket list. But you have to just imagine a whole nother experience, a different, you know, we just go from day to day to day to day, and it's doing the same thing, a monotonous kind of, you know, repeat on the hamster wheel kind of deal.
Mm-hmm.
And once you put an idea, wow, I wonder what that would be like, throw it in the list, throw it on the list, put it in the bucket, because that is an unctioning from what I call just your spirit saying, I want more. I want to do something else. Don't just stay in the same place where you grew up.
Yeah.
There's a whole nother world out there. And there's so many adventures and things that will just spark your just give you a completely different spark on your life. Do it now, guys.
Well, Renee, thank you so much for sharing with us. And I hope that you continue to stir up your bucket list and put more things in it. Get a big bucket, you know, put your bucket in a wheelbarrow, because it sounds like you're going to have lots of things ahead of you. Thank you so much. 202-319-7810. 202-319-7810. We're talking about bucket lists. What's on your bucket list, and how do you get motivated to do it? Before I go to our next caller, I do have a question. Mariko, what were you hearing and listening to Renee?
Absolutely. It's one of the things that we talk about all the time. She talked about the pandemic, right? Mm-hmm. And us realizing just how much, you know, life can change and shift on us. So it's important to do it now, right? It's important to crystallize that vision, know what you want, make a list, and actually start to cultivate it, get the work done. And I'm super excited. And she's living out all her dreams. She's doing all the scary stuff. But I will say this, right, because we have some folks that are less adventurous, but they still have a bucket list of things they want to get done. And so it doesn't have to be swimming with the sharks, right?
Mm-hmm.
It can be, you know, you want to travel more with your family. It could be you want to host more social events at your home. It doesn't have to be a scary adventure, you know, or a thrill, but it should be something that you want to get done. Maybe you never finished up your bachelor's degree and you always wanted to finish it, but life started having children and a family and a career, but you always wanted to get your degree. You know, go back and do that thing. Get to work on it, because tomorrow is not promised. So it's really important to do these things today.
Yeah. 202-319-7810. 202-319-7810. We're talking about bucket lists, how to get started. What's in yours? Delma, calling from D.C. Thanks for calling, Delma. What's on your mind?
Yes, hi.
Hi.
I just wanted to ask a question. I am 64 years old. I realize now, through the grace of God, that I have spent my entire life taking care of everyone else so that I did not have to take care of myself. I raised my children. I took care of my mother for 10 years until she passed away at 96. My last living relative, my sister, passed away 4 months after my mother. And I am basically alone. It's me and God. I just don't know how to get started. on a future for myself.
Well, hold on, Delma. Let's see what Mariko has to say, because I'm sure that you are truly not alone. There are a lot of people who are trying to figure out how to take that first step. Mariko?
Absolutely. You know, I talk a lot about accountability partners. And so it sounds like she's been working and living life with partners, right? Whether it's in working with their dreams and what they need and want. So I would say the first step is, you know, what is it that you want, right? And sitting and maybe even exploring just new things, because to her point, she may not know what she wants, right? But the more you experience things, so maybe take a dance class, right? If you like that. Maybe you want to play cards. Maybe you need a new circle of friends, whatever it is. But just try new things. Eventbrite is a great place to just learn about what's happening in your area. You literally can type in what's going on this weekend near me, and something can maybe speak to her there, right? And then she can show up and meet some new friends and spaces and places, and then have some accountability partners as she's building out a bucket list and someone to do and experience these things with.
You know, something else, if you'll allow me, Mariko, and share what you think about this. One of the things that I always ask people, and this is perfectly for you, Delma, at 64, what do you want to be when you grow up?
Mm-hmm.
Because I think the answer to that question, you know, is, you know, it's a rhetorical question. But when you answer the question for yourself, what do I want, and it could be as simple as, you know what, I think I'm going to go to one of these high-end, you know, hotels and get a massage, because you deserve that, because you've been massaging the health of your mom and all these other people, and now it's time to reach out there and figure out what it is that you want. Think about that, Delma. What do you want to be when you grow up? Because I think you still have time. I got to run. I got to take a break. But Ramatu, we're going to talk to you next. Also, Christian calling from D.C. We're going to talk to you as well. Stay with us. The Daily Drum will continue on SiriusXM Channel 141. So if you're on the phone, hang on. 202-319-7811. That's 202-319-7810. I'm Harold Fisher. We'll be back in just a moment. Welcome back to The Daily Drum on SiriusXM Channel 141. I'm Harold Fisher. Tonight, we are talking about your bucket list. What is on it? Do you have a bucket list? How can you get motivated to act on it? 202-319-7810. 202-319-7810. My guest is Mariko Bennett. She is CEO and founder of Coco Bee Productions and author of The Blueprint to Manifest Your Dreams. I want to know what's on your bucket list. And if you don't have one, what's your plan to get a bucket list? How can you use this bucket list to expand your horizons, make things different, perhaps better for you? I'll be back at the phone lines in just a bit. But Mariko, when we were just talking to Delma, what were you hearing about that? You know, it's just so... I think it's so important that, you know, for her, life begins at 64.
Absolutely. I've had women in my sessions in their 80s, you know, still manifesting their bucket list and their dreams. But I think it's really important that we are intentional. And you made mention of this, Harold. It's so important that we are intentional about our bucket list and intentional about our lives and intentional about the life we want to live and the things that we want to experience in this one life that we get. But she is not alone. That's the other piece I want her to realize, is that she's not alone. I've had several people in my sessions that come and they are unclear about what they want. And so I think it's really important what you said about never stop dreaming and never stop doing. And so I think when we become an adult, right, you know, when we're a kid, we have all sorts of dreams and aspirations, and then life happens. And sometimes it takes us off a track, but let's get back on track. And let's begin to manifest our destiny, and let's be really intentional about what we want.
Mm-hmm.
And again, if we're unclear, that's okay. I think it's cool to explore. I think it's important to explore. I think it's important to ask people, like, what are you working on? You know, what's on your bucket list? Because we may hear some things on someone else's bucket list and we can add that to ours and say, oh, I think that's kind of cool. I want to do that. Tell me about that experience. You know, it may not be swimming with sharks, okay? But it might be swimming with dolphins. It might be traveling around the world and eating new food. I mean, you could start there. You talked about a spa experience and a staycation. You know, it might be picking up some books, right? To, you know, begin to do, you know, that work to understand and uncover how to create your bucket list.
Let me go back to the phone lines, 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. Ramatou, I hope I pronounced that correctly, calling from Gaithersburg. Thanks for calling. What's on your mind?
I have so much on my mind, and thank you so much for, you know, bringing this topic. This is a great way for a lot of people like me to actually think about, you know, having a bucket list, because, you know, we run our lives. I mean, we do so much on a daily basis, and we tend to forget having a bucket list is actually really important. You know, and I agree with Miss Renee what she was saying. You know, we never know if we know what was going to happen in 2020, 2019, would be a lot of people would have, you know, a planning, you know, in advance, right? So, yeah, I have so much. I have so much in my book, and I have never got the chance to, you know, to accomplish. But now, absolutely, that's just my goal. I am going to accomplish at least not the whole thing on my bucket list, but at least the most important one.
Yeah. Well, Ramatou, thank you so much for sharing with us. 202-319-7810. 202-319-7810. Christian, thank you so much for calling. What's on your mind?
Good evening, Harold Fisher.
Hey, how are you?
Good, how are you?
Good, good.
Yeah, I am actually glad that you decided to have this topic tonight about the bucket list, because like your guest was saying, tomorrow is not promised, so a bucket list might be important.
Okay, so what's on your bucket list? Give me something that's on your bucket list.
Well, one thing I want to do that's on my bucket list is go to a Broadway show.
Mm-hmm. Ooh. So you've never been to a Broadway show?
I have never been to a Broadway show, and get this, during the pandemic has given me new ideas of places to go to.
So what would you want? Would you just want to go see any Broadway show, or is there a specific one that you want to see? Do you want to see a musical? Do you want to see a comedy? Do you want to see a drama? Do you have an idea, or do you want to just kind of throw a dart at the playbill list on the wall and find out what happens?
I am not sure. I'm not sure if I should go to a musical or to a drama. I don't know.
Well, you could go to a musical drama.
Yeah.
That's it.
You could go see Madam. Go see Madam Butterfly. That's an opera, but you know, still, it's definitely dramatic, and there's plenty of music there. But and you know, I'm sure Mariko has a lot of suggestions, but you know what? Sometimes, if you want to go to a Broadway show, you just never know, Christian. You might even be able to get a deal or something like that.
What do you mean, get a deal?
In other words, not all Broadway shows are, you know, cost $500 a seat. You know, sometimes you can go see a matinee. Maybe you want to try something that's a little off Broadway if you want to go to New York. You know, and I'm sure Mariko would.
Daytime?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, Mariko, what do you think?
Well, I think number one, let's identify your accountability partner, who you're going to see this Broadway show with. And number two, set a date for that Broadway show. So, you know, it's important that you set dates. And it's important that you maybe have an accountability partner, whether they're going to go with you or not. I suggest, why not go with a friend? But make sure that accountability partner checks in with you to say, hey, did you book the show yet? Hey, did you book that show yet? You need someone. If it's been on your bucket list but you haven't done it, there's a barrier there. So have an accountability partner that's going to help to keep you accountable.
I mean, you know, Google cheap Broadway seats and see what happens. You know,
I will think about it, and I think I may consider going to one that's during the daytime.
I you know, baby steps if you want, but you know, definitely take a step. I guarantee you will not be disappointed.
Yeah, no, I won't be disappointed.
Yeah. Yeah. Christian, thank you so much. Good luck to you. 202-319-7810. 202-319-7810. Shanika calling from Baltimore. Thanks for calling. What's on your mind?
Yes. Good evening, Mr. Fisher. How are you today?
I'm doing just fine.
Good. Thank you for giving me the opportunity to speak. I'm glad that you had this topic.
Oh, yeah.
Well, basically, I'm 44 years old.
Mm-hmm.
I haven't been on a plane since I was 8 years old.
Okay.
I've been in school since I was 4 years old, pretty much, you know. I'm working on my PhD now.
Good for you.
You know, I'm taking care of my kids. I've always done for everybody else, but never for myself. But there's also a saying that says, why put off tomorrow what you can do today?
Mm-hmm.
So with regards to bucket list, like I have a dream trip that I'm hoping to go on one day. I was supposed to go I would say 2020, but of course the pandemic happened. So unfortunately I wasn't able to go, but I always have wanted to go to Egypt pretty much to ride the camels and see the pyramids. So that is like my dream trip that I'm hoping to have an opportunity to go on one day.
Hey, but you know, it sounds to me like you're at least starting, you've developed the mindset. What do you say, Mariko?
Well, she's got a bucket list. She knows exactly what she wants to do. Go, Shanika, go. Now I say, I go right into the tactics. I need you to find a trip online. There are many trips that are doing exactly what you want to do. They've already done the itinerary for you. They have a price tag, and they will even let you pay in installments. And so you don't even need friends, because sometimes that can be a barrier, like, oh, I need someone to go with me. Don't even worry about that. They will build. They got a friend group for you.
Okay.
And it's a lot of people who have this, so I would find that bucket list trip that is doing all the things you want, let them set up the itinerary for you, and sometimes even the flights included, and they'll tell you where you're going to leave from and everything, and then you just start to pay on it, right, a little bit at a time, so it's booked, you have a date, and you are going.
Yeah.
Okay, so look, that sounds like a plan. I'm definitely going to look into it, because that is somewhere I've always wanted to go since I've been a little girl, so I'm hoping that I will definitely get there soon.
And it's amazing. I just rode Camelback. I just left Dubai and Abu Dhabi and about 3 weeks ago, I think it was. And it's fabulous. It's amazing. It is so, your dreams is everything you're thinking it is.
Wow.
And then some.
Well, as she said, go Shanika, go Shanika.
Yes, thank you so much. You all have a good evening. Take care and stay safe.
Thank you so much. Before I go to Eric, I did want to ask you, Mariko, about what do you do with friends, associates, who, when you have this bucket list conversation, that they can't seem to get out of their own way, get up and do something, when they may talk a good game, I would love to do that, but just can't seem to get up and do it. And travel obviously is a big one. I've said to several people that I've met over the years, you know, the best way to do it is to, you know, get a passport first. Even if you don't plan on leaving the country, at least get one so that if you decide to do it, you can do it. Or, you know, hey, it may not sound good, but we've talked about food. Why don't you try the escargot before you say no? Or, you know, why not open your own IRA instead of just spending everything that you own, and that some people can't be motivated to do more than live day to day. Are there some people that you just can't change?
Well, that's an awesome question. Thank you for asking it. I am driven by a quote by Roy Bennett, and it says, "Don't be pushed around by the fears in your mind. Be led by the dreams in your heart. Don't let fear stop you from being the best you," right? And I believe that, you know, your circles are a reflection of you. You're like your five closest friends, right? And so if you find yourself that you're not adventurous, perhaps you want to change some of your circle. Be around the people who are adventurous, who have bucket lists, who have dreams and goals with deadlines and are getting things done, because it's going to help you push you out of your comfort zone. They're going to invite you to things that you may not have been thinking about because your less adventurous core group is not doing those things. And so I find people in my life who are, you know, goal-oriented, you know, growth mindset, you know, traveling, doing things that I want and like to do because they inspire me to be a better me. And so I think it's super important that you're surrounding yourself with energy that you need to be happy, fulfilled, and fulfilling your destiny. And so that's where I lead with that. Look for those groups and circles that are getting things done, that are adventurous, that are exploring things that you may want to explore yourself.
202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. Eric, calling from Arizona. Eric, thanks for calling. What's on your mind?
Well, I appreciate you for taking my phone call. I just want to let you know after 28 years of being in the Marine Corps, I think I've completed most of my bucket list. Namely, the best place I think I've traveled was Tel Aviv, Israel, and traveled up to Jerusalem and was able to see every religious site in the Bible. Growing up as a Roman Catholic, walking the Via Dolorosa, the Stations of the Cross, going to the Garden Tomb, going to the Church of the Last Supper, spending Christmas in Bethlehem.
Hmm.
I mean, absolutely going down into the grotto and saying a prayer where Christ was born and Christ was laid at place in a manger. I tell you, if you have not gotten out anywhere, you have to go to the Middle East, to Israel, and just walk the four quarters of Jerusalem, and you will just be absolutely amazed, and your breath will be taken away from you.
So, Eric, help me with this. Now, you said 28 years in the Marine Corps. That's, you know, that is a feat in and of itself. You've done all of this traveling. So what's your second act?
My second act, well, two things. Elmina Slave Castle and Ghana, but which was my family watching my children walk and run and play through an Elmina Slave Castle in 96, 97, just brought tears to my eyes.
Mm-hmm.
But for me as a Mason, as a Prince Hall Mason, to be able to walk in Egypt, walk through one of the pyramids in Egypt, actually go to the top of the pyramid, was absolutely beautiful.
But when I say what's your second act, so what are you going to do now?
my second act, I'm trying to see every pyramid. If there's a documented pyramid on every continent, I want to be able to walk and touch that pyramid on every continent.
Mm-hmm. Well, Eric, good luck to you. I admire your adventurous spirit. Send me a postcard. And
I will do.
Thank you so much. 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. Back to what I was saying before, Mariko, as it relates to people that you'd want to inspire. Because I'm sure you see it also, and I'm not talking about, you know, the folks that are paying you to inspire them. I'm just talking about, you know, in your travels, how can you inspire people to develop a bucket list, even if it's, you know, a you know, a little teeny bucket with a little sand shovel, you know, no more than 6 inches high. But how can you give people the chutzpah to go out and do something when right now they may only talk about wanting to, but not? I mean, I know it's you can lead a horse to water, but you can't make them drink.
Absolutely. So I first tell them, if you don't have a bucket list that's important to you, you have no way of guaranteeing that your dreams are going to manifest. I continue to remind them that tomorrow is not promised. And I think that, you know, earlier Renee talked about this. You know, COVID was a serious demonstration of that. I explained to them that now is your time, right? There'll never be another day like today. Today is the perfect time to get started, to start writing down, you know, your bucket list and your dreams. And if you fall off and if life happens, which it happens to each and every one of us, don't quit. Have that list so you can go back to it. Pick yourself back up, regroup, and begin again. I tell them that you cannot stop dreaming. You must keep dreaming and doing, but remembering that your dreams don't work unless you do. So that bucket list is not, you're not going to be able to cross off of that bucket list if you don't get to work and start planning. And you have to put the work in to make your dreams and that bucket list a reality. You got to cultivate it. I also ask them, what's holding them back? You know, in my book, I list all the things that hold us back. From one, creating the bucket list, or two, getting the bucket list done and not being intentional about those dreams and visions that you have for yourself. And I ask them, is it a lack of confidence? Is it procrastination? You know, are you a perfectionist? It needs to be just so, like me. I had to realize, and I had to tell myself this year, pretty and perfect is not going to get in the way of my progress. You know, because we all have things that are that will hold us back, you know. Is it a lack of organization? Is it a lack of resources? But I really want them to take an honest assessment and then put processes and systems in place to address those areas that are holding them back.
Which brings me to my next question. What do you do about people who may very well be holding you back, such as a partner, a husband, or a wife, or something like that, where... And this could be an entirely different show about people who are holding you back. Mm-hmm. I can hear it. I can hear it in your voice. You know why? You know why would you want to do that? You know. You know what?
Don't let them put that on you.
And I guess maybe sometimes you gotta. You just have to make a decision and go or do or seek on your own.
Yes, this is your life and yours alone. And we don't want our life riddled with I should have, I could have, and if I only. And so, again, surround yourself with people who are like, oh, I like that. Go for it. Go, girl, go. You know, and if it is your partner, right, you know, or, you know, someone, you know, your spouse, even them, right? And so we can't let them, you know, stifle our dreams, our hopes, our plans, our goals, our bucket list, what we promised ourselves. It's our life. It's not theirs. It's our life. And it is okay to have a bucket list for yourself that doesn't include anyone else. But again, I go back to that friend circle that I told you about. So, you know, have cheerleaders in your corner that when you throw something out, they say, okay, go, and they are there to support you and cheer you on along the way. And then sometimes you do have to just tone out people, right? Because you're like, well, I ain't gonna put my husband out because he don't want me to go do something. Okay, that's fine. We're not gonna put him out, but you got to tune him out.
Mm-hmm.
And so sometimes we have to learn to tune out those naysayers and the people who, you know, say you can't do it or you won't do it, or, you know, it's okay. Sometimes you have to literally block them out, because remember, it is your life and yours alone, and we are not going to live with I should have, I could have, and if I only.
Are the items on a bucket list things that you do, and once you achieve them, you just okay, I've done that. Now, is that different from a goal? Because I think, what's her name, Shanika said she's working on her PhD, but I'm guessing that once she achieves her PhD, she is going to use that to elevate herself. It could be educationally, obviously, or it could very well be that it may help her make more money or achieve a certain station in life, as opposed to, and correct me if I'm wrong, okay, some people may say, well, I want to ride a horse. I've never been on a horse before. Okay, now that I've been on a horse, I can say, been there, done that, got the T-shirt. Is there a difference between a long-lasting, impactful goal and something that is on a bucket list?
So I'm really intentional about everything I want to manifest in my life. And I don't care if it's personal or professional. I believe that your bucket list are goals. And so even if you say a goal is I want to get my PhD, that's a goal. That's a big goal, right?
Mm-hmm.
That's a professional goal.
Right.
But then you just said horseback riding. That's a goal to me as well. And it works the same because you've got to set smart goals to everything in life if you want to be intentional about manifesting your dreams and your goals and your bucket list, right? Because you have to identify where you're going to ride this horse. You're going to identify when you're going to do this. So you have to set the same parameters, whether it's a personal or a professional goal. What's the date? What's the timeline? And what do I need in terms of resources to be able to actually achieve this bucket list, this goal, this dream? And so you have to go through the same steps as you would for a professional goal to get your PhD. It may just be less, of course, and it's going to take less time. And then the other piece is if you're not intentional about that bucket list and those goals, whether they're simple or big, if you're not intentional with planning, they don't happen.
Yeah.
So that's why I look at them the same.
Is it possible, how might achieving the marking off of the list of your bucket list, how might that change you?
How might that change you?
Yeah.
You'll start to call yourself a master manifester like myself. You know, you will. It will change you and the people around you. Let me just say that. Because when you say, oh, I did that, I checked that out. I love to share my bucket list. I love to share my goals, my dreams with other people. Because it inspires you and motivates you to keep going and doing more things. But then it inspires other people around you to know that they too can get things done. They too can start to check off their bucket list. They too can reach and achieve their dreams and goals and manifest their destiny. You know, I always believe in reaching back as you climb, and people are watching. Right. We talked about that. You're going to have naysayers. You'll have haters. You've got people that are cheerleading you, cheering you on. Right. And we want to inspire all of them. So reaching back as we climb and sharing with others how we were able to get certain things done is really important. And it's also important because how many callers, we had a few callers today that called in saying that they needed inspiration, that, you know, they were at a loss. They didn't know what they wanted. So the more we share, and I bet out of even the sharing today, we heard, I want to go to a Broadway show. I mean, that's a great bucket list.
I like that.
That was 60-something, 63 years
64,
old.
64, yep.
That's a great 64. That's a great bucket list item. So as you're sharing your bucket list and checking it off, you can share with other people to inspire them and inspire yourself to just keep going. And it gives you power. There's power in that. You know, there's every time I check something off the list, every time I get something done, I'm more inspired to keep going. Because then I'm like, I got more confidence.
Yeah, I agree.
I'm knocking it out. I'm getting it done.
Yeah, I think the confidence piece is so important. And even if you have, for example, never lived anywhere else, you know, one of the best ways to I think develop a bucket list mindset is to get in your car and, you know, fill it up. I mean, that's a bucket list in and of itself these days with gas prices. But anyway,
if
you can afford a full tank, you know, get in your car and just drive in one direction for an hour or two and see where that road leads you. What do you find after 90 minutes or 2 hours of driving in one direction? Because I guarantee you will probably end up in a place that you've never been before, never seen before, never had a chance to experience and just to explore. And I think in everyone in big and small ways has a little bit of curiosity, maybe some more than others. I don't know. But since college, I've lived in 7 cities. And the one thing that I've done in every city that I've lived in, as soon as I moved, I got in my car and I just drove for an hour in one direction to see what was there. And then I turned around and came back because it always gave me a new experience. Maybe not an exciting experience, but it gave me a new experience. And I think operating in that mindset, you know, setting a fire underneath those brain cells will really help change you in one way or another. At least I would hope so. I'll let you have a last word, Mariko.
Absolutely. When you get comfortable, you get complacent, and that is no way to live life. You know, and if we leave with nothing else. And so I also want your listeners to hear that setting goals, visualizing new levels of their life, adding to their bucket list will help them be their best and share their best with others. And I love what you said about driving alone and just exploring. You know, explore.
Yeah. Stay hungry.
Explore.
Stay hungry.
See what you like.
Yeah.
Because you don't know if you like it until you try it.
That's right. And always ask yourself, maybe once a week, once a month, once a year, what do you want to be when you grow up, no matter how old you are?
That's right.
Yeah.
Life is to be lived, and it is no failure in trying.
Mariko Bennett, thank you so much for talking to us. I appreciate your time. I want to know what your next item is on your bucket list, so we'll have to talk about that.
Absolutely, for sure.
All right, thank you so much.
All right, thanks for having me.
That is the Daily Drum for this Thursday, July 28th. I'm Harold Fisher. Good night.